I was standing outside the commander's office, utterly baffled and depressed by the news. Where was Immingham? And what sort of ship was Vehement? Was I being appointed to a destroyer so antique that its very name was unknown to me? And was I to be stationed in some backwater on a dull and dismal mission? An RN lieutenant, standing nearby, told me that Immingham was a small port on the Humber, not far from Grimsby, but he had not heard of my ship. It seemed to me that the only thing to do was to pack my gear and go there, so I pushed off to London in the afternoon. Sitting opposite me in the railway carriage was an engineer lieutenant commander, who told me that he was also bound for Immingham, and that Vehement was one of the latest V-class destroyers. I was lucky, he said, to be joining the 20th Flotilla, which was evidently the apple of the First Lord's eye at the moment, as he had referred to it recently in a rather flamboyant speech as one of the corps d'élite of the Navy. The ships of the flotilla were mine-laying destroyers who knew the Heligoland Bight about as well as one of our own coastal waters. So the cloud which had descended on me in the commander's office rolled by, and I watched with keenness on passage through the sunlit cornfields of Hampshire. On reaching London, we found that the last train for Grimsby had gone, so the engineer and I spent the night in a hotel and left after an early breakfast. The train arrived at Grimsby about 2:30, and an electric railway took us on to Immingham, where we parted company. On leaving the electric car, I saw on the right the flat, sandy bank of the Humber, with two jetties opening out in the shape of a bell mouth, from the spot where lock gates connected to the deep water locks of Immingham with the river. Round the docks rose tall sheds with railway lines and electric cranes separating them, by a short distance from the quayside. Beyond the lock gates could be seen a group of offices and a flagstaff from which flew the flag of the Vice Admiral commanding East Coast. It was one of these offices that I had to report my arrival, and a few minutes after having done so, I found myself on the way to Number One Quay to join my new ship. On the way from the train to the depot offices, I had noticed a line of masts over the top of a long stretch of sheds. Now I could see the ships themselves, about 10 or 12 destroyers lying alongside one another with their sterns touching the wall of the quay. The first ships I came to seemed rather small, but mainly because they were overshadowed by the tall upper works and superimposed guns of 4 V-class destroyers at the far end of the quay, and by the long 4-funnel leader still further down the line. After crossing the gangway over the inner lock gates, I reached the end of the quay and could soon read the names of the ships. Ariel, Ferret, Sandfly, Legion, Tarpon, Telemachus, and here we were, Vehement.